Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome everybody. You're listening live to Ask the Pastor with Gregory Dickow. Thanks for tuning in today. It is Thursday. We're live taking your questions and calls at 847-645-1355. That's 847-645-1355. If you've got questions, we've got answers here on the radio broadcast. And that's what we're here for. So we're going to open up our phone lines in just a moment, take your calls, take your questions, and we want to hear from you. We're here for you. We want to hear from you. And remember that God has got a plan for your life. He's got a purpose for your life. We've been reading a little bit of, out of the book Changed by Love. I want to read a chapter or a couple pages at least from this book to you, encourage you. You can call me though in the meantime, 847-645-1355, 847-645-1355. Call me with your questions. And there's a search that everybody has for love. And perhaps you know someone who is feeling trapped right now. And perhaps they're saying, what's the point? As they sadly get ready for their day or sadly go home at the end of their day. We live in a world that longs for love. Whether you're young or old, single or married, rich or poor, urban or suburban, everyone, everywhere wants to be loved. We want to feel valuable. We want to matter. Fundamental need is at the very core of our being, and it starts from the cradle. Just watch a baby being held by his mother, inseparable, both mother and child, blissfully content. The bond between them is unbreakable, just as it was in the womb when the baby was attached to the mother by the umbilical cord. In fact, one of the Hebrew words for love in the Bible is the Hebrew word ahav. It means to be attached to. This profound attachment to the mother is a nurturing balm to every child with this meaning. I won't let you go. I will supply your every need. We will always be one. Likewise, what a picture of how God feels toward you. When you hear the words, God loves you, it means he attaches himself to you. He'll never let you go. He will supply your every need. Everything he has is yours, and he will never leave you alone. But how often are we so stressed or unfulfilled that we forget that God is right there beside us, offering his comfort, presence, and power? We may feel inadequate, lonely, or discouraged, and be blinded by the enemy from this great love of God. Even in the Bible, the children of Israel somehow had come to the place where they doubted God's love for them. They misinterpreted their trials in the wilderness as God's judgment, God's disapproval. Because the Lord hates us, they said, he has left us to die in the wilderness, Deuteronomy 1:27. Of course, God didn't hate them at all, but this mistaken belief prevented them from trusting God in the midst of their trials. The Bible says faith works by love. Because they didn't believe the love that God had for them, they couldn't believe anything good. Their faith simply wouldn't work. They failed to understand God's love, therefore they failed to enter the promised land and experience God's best for their lives. This is all from my book, Changed by Love. There's so many great things that I think will bless you in here. Call me today and I'll send a copy of it to you absolutely free as my gift back to you when you make a donation of any kind to the Ask the Pastor ministry. We are doing missions around the world, India, Haiti, Peru, even right here in our own backyard in the streets of Chicago. We're here as missionaries to reach every hurting person on the face of this earth and to change their lives by the love of God. And so let me send you this book, Changed by Love, as my gift to you. You'll experience the love of God. It'll cast out all fear from your life. Make a donation of $5, $25, $50, whatever you can give. Call 800-761-9521 for any gift. I'll send this to you right away, 800-761-9521. That's 800-761-9521. Or you can go online to gregorydickow.org. That's gregorydickow.org. Let's open up our phone lines today on Ask the Pastor with Gregory Dickow. Let's talk to Carolyn in Richmond, Virginia. Carolyn, welcome to Ask the Pastor today.
Hello, thank you. Hi, Pastor.
Hi.
I am calling. I'm a return caller, and you've helped me a great deal, and it's a wonderful thing. And I want to ask about a place in my house, my room, my bed, and where I sleep. It's supposed to be a place of rest and refuge. It is not a place of torment. I feel trapped. I've prayed over it alone, and I've prayed over it with someone that God would please bless the space and bless my surroundings and make this a place of refuge while I'm here and also until the time that I'm supposed to leave. And it is not. Even when I feel okay in the rest of the house at night and time to go to bed, I go into the room and I just feel trapped. I feel heaviness, emptiness, hopelessness, like I'm never going to get out, like I'm lonely enough. I'm never going to make anything of my life, and I'm never going to get out of this place. How do I change that? What do I do to change it? Is there something I'm supposed to do?
Well, you know, I'd say get out. Don't spend much time in that room if that's how it makes you feel. You know, I mean, don't confine yourself or define yourself by the room that you live in. You know, in Genesis chapter 15, God pulled Abraham out of the house that he was in. He said, come out of this house and look up and look at the stars and count them if you're able to. That's how many descendants you're going to have. That's how great your future is. So you gotta get out of that environment that you're in. Whether it's get out when you feel that, you get out of there. If it's at 3 a.m, just take a drive or take a walk or just go outside if it's not safe to walk where you're at. Wherever you are, just get out of that environment for a moment. Pray. Ask God to show you his plan, his purpose for your life. And remember, you're in a relationship with God. You have a relationship with a limitless God who wants to give you a limitless destiny and a limitless future. And so you have to, just like Abraham, come outside. You know, the Bible says, Jesus said, look at the birds, that they neither toil nor spin, yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. Look at the lilies of the field. He said, he literally told them to go outside and look at those things. We have to get outside. We have to look at what God's doing. We have to pray and ask God to show us his future for our lives. We have to see the bigger picture. So I would do that. That's where I would start. I would get out of that house and start praying and ask God to reveal his plan for your life. He will. And I would keep talking to him about it until I saw the plan, till the plan showed up. Keep talking to him about it until you're experiencing it. And that's your first step. I would take communion. I would say, God, I'm just going to take communion today with you and take some bread, take some grape juice, and just say, Lord, as I eat this, I believe that you will reveal your great plan for my life and open the door for me to get out of this limitation and this bondage. Those are some steps that I would take. Every action has a reaction. Do something. Make a move in that way. Watch what God will do. You're listening live to Ask the Pastor with Gregory Dickow. I am your host, taking your calls at 847-645-1355. Let's see, LaJana in Chicago. LaJana, thank you for calling today.
My thing today is I'm trying to get away from being so emotional. I was wondering, every time I talk, I feel like I want to cry every time, and I'm trying to break that, and it's so hard for me to talk. And I just want to know, what can I do to be able to talk about anything without crying.
Hey, you know what? I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, the Bible says those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. I would see your tears as seeds They're seeds, and you're planting seeds that are going to produce a harvest of joy. So I would pray those tears out. Every time you start talking and every time you start crying, just start praying. God, you know, just pray through me. Let your will be done. Speak through me. Speak to me. And that's that. The Bible says that's a form of prayer. Your tears are a form of prayer. So with all, you know, the Bible says Jesus wept, and then he raised Lazarus from the dead. He wept. There were tears that flowed because there, it's a form of intercession. It's a form of prayer. So don't misjudge yourself and criticize yourself as, well, look, I'm just such a mess. I'm just such a wreck emotionally. You know, you're a prayer warrior. You're called to pray, and you need to see that that's your calling. You just never knew it, and you need to use that compassion and use that brokenness and use that ability to tap into your deepest, the deepest core of your being, and use that as a form of prayer, and pray it out. When those tears start flowing, pray out whatever comes to you. Pray it out. Ask God. Okay, this is powerful. You need to see this as the greatest day of your life, that you just God just opened up to you the very opposite. You thought it was, you're full of depression and you're just, you know, a mess, but it's really the opposite. God's calling you to pray.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm telling you, this is going to be the greatest day. This is going to be the greatest journey you've ever been on. You're never going to be the same. Do it. If you'll see this, like I'm describing it, like I see it, you'll be glad the tears are flowing, and keep praying. Turn them into prayers. Pray it out. It's gonna just change the world. It's gonna change everybody around you. Prayer works. Prayer changes things. You're listening live to Ask the Pastor with Gregory Dickow. Brian in Detroit. Let's talk, man. What's happening?
God bless you. Thank you for taking my call today. I was calling. My question was in reference to restoration in the marriage. If you could just expound on that, if you're seeking restoration in your marriage, and maybe one person is maybe seeking it more than the other person. I know, you know, we can't take authority over other people's wills, but, you know, how do we stand for restoration when the other person is maybe on the fence?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, you know, of course it starts with prayer, and which you're probably already doing. And then remember, you know, praying for that person, not praying for them to change, but praying for God's best and God's will for their life. That's what you know, that's where I would hit that. Pray that God would reveal himself to your wife. Pray that God would heal her, touch her, encourage her. Pray that God would bless her. Pray God's will to be done in her life. So that's number one. And then the second thing is kindness. You know, remember in Romans chapter 2, verse 4, it says the kindness of God leads people to repentance. So if you demonstrate God's kindness towards her, it's going to lead her off the fence back to you more than likely. And if it doesn't, then if God's kindness can't lead somebody to repentance, then, and you know, if God himself can't bring her to himself, then neither can you. So if you give your efforts in prayer and you give your efforts in kindness, then you're making the greatest steps towards reconciliation that anybody can make. And Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1 says, a soft answer turns away wrath. So whenever there's opportunity to give a harsh word, give a soft answer instead. So
yes.
That's where you start, man. I just pray for you, Lord. I just pray for Brian, and I pray for healing. I pray for restoration. I pray for others that are listening. Marriages are broken. And I pray for healing. And I pray for restoration. And I pray for you to inspire them by your Spirit on what to do and how to do it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Yeah, appreciate it.
You got it. You got it. Thanks for calling. Great to hear from you, Brian. You're listening live to Ask the Pastor. Gregory Dick out here taking your questions at 847-645-1355. 847-645-1355. Call me. I'd love to talk to you. And let's go back to our phone lines, though, in the meantime. And let's see. We're going to talk to Maria in Boston. Maria, welcome to Ask the Pastor today.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
My question is about testimony service. I'm not sure what it means. Is it to testify of the goodness of God or to testify what God has done for you? Like, is it personal? I never understood testimony service. Sometimes they tell you 2 to 3 minutes, testify. And
somebody's
sometimes
asking
you, have more, you know what I mean?
Are you saying somebody's asking you to be a part of
a testimony
service? You're going
to
lead
yes.
it?
Yes.
Cool. Yeah, you know, testimony service can be anything you want it to be. It can be a time where you have people share their testimonies quickly of what God has done for them over the last few weeks or months. You can have a time where people pray for one another. And remember that the testimony is, the Bible describes it in Revelation chapter 19, testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And one way we can understand that verse is that when someone shares their testimony, it's like a prophecy of what God can do in somebody else's life. So if I share my testimony, somebody hearing it should say, wow, that is a prophecy for me. I take that as a prediction of what God's going to do in my life. And that's how I would approach mm-hmm. that. So, you know, explain that to people and explain how powerful, why we share our testimony, that it's all about the glory of God. And then encourage and inspire people that whoever is out there who hasn't had a testimony like this, let the other person's testimony be a prophecy to you that what God did for them, God can do for you. And then, yeah, keep it. Make sure you coach the people who are going to give the testimony that you keep, here's your time limit, maybe even have a little clock in front of them that has a 2-minute timer or 3-minute timer, because people could say, yeah, I can keep it down to 3 minutes, but they lose track and people get nervous and people, you know, start rambling, and then it's awkward when you got to cut them off. So maybe have a little timer in front of them and explain it to everybody. Hey, there's going to be a 2-minute timer. At the end of that 2 minutes, you got to stop, no matter how long or where you are in your story. So keep it, you know, so follow the clock.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are some tips to help you lead a testimonial service at your church. Sounds like fun, and hope it goes well. Give me a call. Give us a shout afterwards, and let us know how it goes. Okay, you're listening live to Ask the Pastor with Gregory Dickow. We've got just a few minutes remaining on today's program, and would love to hear from you guys. And let's see if we have time for another call. Yeah, let's talk to Monique in Atlanta, Georgia. Monique, welcome to Ask the Pastor today.
Hey, Pastor, thank you. I was calling because I just wanted to see if you could fast for me, because, like, we've been praying together and I've been having others pray for me as well as myself, and I'm just waiting for my miracle. I'm not going to give up. I refuse to not have a miracle, like, take place in my life, stubborn,
yeah.
Like, I'm going to get it. But I just need, like, people like you that, you know, have a great faith as well as myself to come together and fast with me sometime this week or whenever is best for you and your church, or if you could call a fast for me, because I'm thinking maybe I need more people to come in agreement so there could be, you know, power and that mountain can be moved, because I fasted on my own a lot of times and I just want to see this miracle, because I have a lot
yeah.
of desires and
well,
plans.
I got a scripture
and I'm too young
for you.
To do.
I got scripture for you that
will
encourage you, Monique. And, you know, no, I'm not going to fast for you because unless the Holy Spirit leads me to do that, I don't want to promise something that I can't do. But you don't need that. What you need is that you need to understand how God does miracles. Galatians chapter 3, verse 5 says that it says God works miracles among us by hearing with faith. Hearing with faith. Hearing with faith. So what I would do if I were you, if you need a miracle and you're believing for a miracle, is go back to the scriptures in the Bible where other miracles have occurred and meditate on what God has done for other people. Because whatever, and remember, as I shared earlier, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So the testimony of what Jesus has done, the miracles that he's done in other people's lives, read them over again. Pray them out over your life. Speak them out loud. And faith is going to come because miracles happen where there's hearing with faith. When you're hearing the word of God and you release your faith in what Jesus did for that person, he will do for you. And it's going to happen. It's going to happen because you heard it and you believed it. And there's nothing wrong with fasting, but sometimes we get focused on our effort to make a miracle happen or our effort when it's really all about what Jesus did. He died for you to be healed. By his stripes, you're healed. So if you need healing in your body, a miracle, ask God for it. Don't feel like you have to earn it, deserve it, or break through to get it. God will give the breakthrough. God will heal you. Believe him. Ask him. Receive it as a gift. It's a gift. It's called the gift of healing. And too many people think they have to earn it and pray hard enough, fast enough. And that's the fundamental reason why you're not receiving it, because you're trying so hard to deserve it and to earn it when it's a gift. I hope that makes sense. I'm really glad you called. I hope that you don't take that the wrong way, but I hope you hear me loud and clear. God has already provided this precious gift of healing. Now just receive it. Hear about the word and receive it for yourself. And ask God for it, thank him for it, and begin to praise him for it, that it's already done. Folks, you're listening to Ask the Pastor with Gregory Dickow. Go to church this weekend. If you don't have a church home, come visit us at Life Changers Church. And if you're in the Chicago area, you can come to one of our locations by going to lifechangerschurch.com for the directions, lifechangerschurch.com for our service time. And if you're listening anywhere outside of the Chicago area, then go to our website and join us on our live church, online church experience through our webcast. Go to lifechangerschurch.com. That's lifechangerschurch.com. Go this weekend. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Ask the Pastor with Gregory Dickow. And again, you can go to lifechangerschurch.com or you can go to gregorydickow.org for more information about our ministry, gregorydickow.org. Thanks for tuning in. I love you guys. Talk to you tomorrow. Bless.